Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. This week we've been asking the question, how's your hearing? Again, it's a question that has biblical, spiritual implications. As Jesus talked about there being different types of soil in regards to our hearing, and there's only one kind of soil that is approved by Jesus, one that is going to truly please God, and that is the good soil that receives the seed of God's word, the one who allows God's word to grow in their hearts. And we've moved on to Acts chapter 10 and the story of Cornelius, one in which Cornelius was a devout man, but he didn't have the full picture. He didn't understand everything that he needed to do in order to be considered obedient to God and certainly to be saved from his sins. That's where Peter comes in. Peter is commissioned to go to Cornelius's house and preach to him about Jesus. And he does just that as we pick up in verse 23 again. Acts chapter 10 and verse 23. The next day he rose and went away with them, and some of the brothers from Joppa accompanied him. And on the following day they entered Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter lifted him up, saying, "Stand up, I too am a man." And as he talked with him, he went in and found many persons gathered. And he said to them, "You yourselves know how unlawful it is for a Jew to associate with or to visit anyone of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any person common or unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without objection. I ask then why you sent for me." And Cornelius said, "Four days ago, about this hour, I was praying in my house at the ninth hour, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, 'Cornelius, your prayer has been heard and your alms have been remembered before God. Send therefore to Joppa and ask for Simon, who is called Peter. He is lodging in the house of Simon, a tanner by the sea. So I sent for you at once, and you have been kind enough to come. Now therefore, we are all here in the presence of God to hear all that you have been commanded by the Lord.'" What I want us to do is consider the preparation of both of these men, Cornelius and Peter. Cornelius, as we see in verse 24, saw that it was important to have his family and his friends present. He knew that what was about to happen was something that was of vital importance, and that's how we should look at the gospel as well. It's not just important for me to know the truth about Jesus. It's important for you to know as well. That's why we have these Bible studies every week, neighbors. We want to share God's good news, the gospel message of Jesus, with you. We want to consider biblical, spiritual things and how they pertain to our lives. And so while Cornelius bowed before Peter, something he shouldn't have done, he did show a humble and worshipful attitude, but it was just misplaced. And Peter showed humility too in telling him to stand up. He didn't receive Cornelius's worship. He didn't allow him to stay in that position. He lifted him up. And then Peter was able to expand in his understanding of why he was told to go, and he answered the call to go. And likewise for us, we should understand as Christians that we are called to go and to be willing to share God's word with anyone and everyone we can. And for those who prove to be the good soil, the sincere and honest hearers of God's word, like Cornelius, they'll be appreciative, as Cornelius was there in verse 33. "So I sent for you at once, and you have been kind enough to come." Again, the sincere, receptive soil is shown by Cornelius as he says, "Now therefore, we are all here in the presence of God to hear all that you have been commanded by the Lord." So at this point in time, was Cornelius saved from his sins? We're told that he was a God-fearing man, but why did Peter have to go and teach Cornelius and his household? We'll look at this more tomorrow, Lord willing, as we pick up in verse 34. Thanks for listening.
Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/churchofchristbeaverdam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.